Here's a tune to KEC 107.7, the sound that sets you free. And we are talking to Mangendevo. He is the chairperson of Vuka Mbekweni Community Empowerment Organization in Mbekweni. And he will be talking about the projects that they are busy with. Hello, Mangen. Welcome on KEC. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you very much, Avril, for having me on the show. And welcome to all the listeners.
Okay, I believe there's a lot of people listening to you also. Now, what inspired the formation of the Vuka Mbekweni Community Empowerment Organization, and how do you identify the most pressing needs within your community?
Okay, to start with the inspiration of Vuka Mbekweni, I think it has to do with the environmental sector, to be more precisely, because when we were hit by the COVID-19, we sat around with no jobs, and we came up with a project that is called the beautification project. It was a bunch of young guys that you normally hang around together. So that project inspired or exposed us actually to the Drakenstein environmental site, which is falls under the solid waste department, and also it propelled us to engagements that led to the formation of the Vuka Mbekweni. Vuka Mbekweni is entirely focusing on the environmental sector that is infused with education of it. Now, premising from that beautification project is that all of the environmental sectors, which is the underweight illegal dam, which is, we have various organizations in Mbekweni that do cater the awareness of it, which is, we also fall under that at the same level, actually, in challenging this issue, but the services of it were also reported by myself in the presidency with Nehru Ramaphosa in the Mbizo that was here in Mbekweni, Dal Josafa Stadium, 29 May last year. So those issues were tabled on the highest level, but due to the service lack of delivery, we've managed to propel ourselves in engagements constantly with the municipality, and fortunately they've given us an ear to make sure that these things are visible in the community. That's the inspiration of Vuka, to make sure that we challenge environmental issues with the education, because our community, the only impact matter that we can focus on, the point of premise is that, is the beautification project, which it's a broad, complex issue that deals with socio-economic challenges that are included in the framework of the Western Cape community development strategies, and also is that the identification of the municipality Mbekweni as an urban area in the special planning development report, which is, it was materialized into on the council chambers, that Mbekweni is no longer just an urban settlement, it's an urban settlement following and Wellington in the Siyahan Van Riebeeck Road. So that means Mbekweni services should reflect its status as agreed by the municipality. So we're constantly challenging those details with Africa. Thanks.
And can you tell us about some of the key projects that you're currently busy with, and what specific challenges do you try to ease in your community?
Okay. The key project that we're currently busy with is intensely food security and water retention. Being exposed to floods when it comes to the rain, to the raining seasons, as I've mentioned, that we are constant in engagement with the municipality to make sure that stakeholders' voices are heard. And the municipality called us under the leadership of ward committees, councillors actually. We fortunately introduced via the council of Vuyo Poland of Ward 9 to AVE and the municipality, Drakenstein municipality, that is responsible for water retention. If you can see in Jan Van Riebeeck Road, you have three rivers that enter Mbekweni. So when there's heavy rains in Mbekweni, the floods, I'm sure reports have been an ongoing narrative in radio cases when it comes to flooding of the Drakenstein area. So AVE is partner with that. We are in concept planning now to finalize it so it can be introduced. It's not something that is already on the pipeline. It's just on the final stage of planning. That's water retention during to flooding. Mm. The other thing is that the food security program or project, I should be specific, it has to do with the backyard as household dwellings. Because if people are saying that there's a scarcity of land use would come to food security, that is going to be, it raises more questions as to who is involved actually in the participation of making sure that food security programs are introduced in the community. That's the question that must arise. So we've managed to champion that sector in relation also by the via the councillor of Ward 9, which is Vuyo Bolan, that he has identified lands for us to use for this project, a concept that we have as Vuka Mbekweni in terms of urbanization, helping the municipality or assisting it to urbanize Mbekweni. We, by the plan that they already have conceptualized about the urbanization of Mbekweni, but the lack of that plan was the consultation that had to happen via the Batupele white paper document that structured the Municipalities Act. So upon those avenues, we've reached a consensus or agreement, actually, that the stakeholders need to be included. So on that, we have moved, actually, to stable ourselves in the stakeholders forum committee that is formed by the Transi Municipality under Gadelt Veldsmann, who is the senior of the development office in Wellington, and other organizations within the Transi community. So two of our members serve in that stakeholder committee that will make sure the processes are filtered, directed to the needed community sector that has challenged or actually showed interest and make sure that we've got skills and projects that can accommodate the food security program. Now, on that matter, it moves also on the information sector to identify a recycling plan that has been formed or created by a local business guy who is named by Vukile A. They call him Pongin, but he's Vukile A. So he has formed a recycling plan that helps the illegal dumping site and make sure that he collects it and also puts it in the solid waste port in Tartu Safari. So in terms of partnering with him, the municipality has also given us an ear under the Department of Solid Waste, who is the senior head of it, is DS, I think it's DS Fontaine, yes. And also the MMC, who is was also present, giving us an ear, and also something that the council has not already decided, but has given a high interest in Mbekweni, because the waste here challenges even the decision of the Transi municipality when it comes to maintaining it, because it's piling. And if you don't have interaction with community organization that shows participation interest in this, then it's not going to be champion. So on those, since we are already an emerging organization in Mbekweni, who that is also executive that of this of this of sorry, the executive of Vuka Mbekweni has a vast experience and knowledge when it comes to the sectors that we've identified as the priorities of the emerging NPO of Mbekweni. So Vuka Mbekweni is just introducing itself in Mbekweni, making sure that what we do offer and what we do have is not something that we have learned, it's something that we've participated during the course of these years. Thank you.
And how do you get the involvement of the local schools to educate them some outcomes and also the community? How do you get these people in Mbekweni involved in this project that you are having?
As I've mentioned, Evel, that Vuka Mbekweni operate on a collaborative manner. So in terms of schools, I myself as Mangandeva, I'm also the Ward 9 committee secretary under the leadership of Vuyo Bolan. I'm his secretary. So by virtue of me as a committee secretary, I attend certain engagements with local schools that on Ward 9 we have at least two. It's a primary school and also a high school in Ward 9. So both of these schools are highly involved in environmental sectors. So there in Langabuya, we have an initiative that was done by Umiezo that is already happening, but they've outsourced themselves to another sector. So that involvement, it meant that all the schools have to be introduced this program. So we are in the initial stage of introducing it as to The curriculum of the schools must serve their purpose. So this interjection has to be included in the curriculum, which is it had to be done last year, as the SGP had tabled. So in matters like that, the other school that we have championed, the environmental sector, is the Lib College that was introduced here in Begwen. It's a science school and maths in Begwen. They've given us Nasare, which we have turned it into a green, and also we have been introduced into educational programs that deals exactly with the farming sector, the agriculture sector of rainwater harvesting and conservation. So all of those things are introduction to VUCA concepts by the stakeholders that have heard the concept of VUCA and agree that it serves their purpose when it comes to socio-economic activities. But the challenge in that is, one, is the awareness, the lack of awareness and education in environmental sector. It's so daunting that someone who will be wearing a municipal regalia, going to work, eating chips, he will tow it on the road and enter a park and go to work. But where he works, he won't litter. You understand? Because of the education of the towning system of it, of settlements. Because when you're in Pal, you can't litter. When you're in Wellington, you can't litter. But when you're in Begwen, you can litter. That's not the problem. It's the education that has to start from the ECDs to the primaries and also to the high school that has an ongoing process of maintaining the education side that has to go to implementation to the projects that we already do have. Mentioning the purification project, mentioning the future security project that has to do with all the vast biodiversity that we have in the Western Cape. You understand? That's where we are at the moment.
Yes, I think this needs a more in-depth interview and more conversation about what can be happening and what can be also, how can the community and the other stakeholders also be part of this campaign that you are running in Bakweni. Thanks again. Anything that you want to add, sir, Mr. Ndevo? Anything that you want to add?
I have something to add. Is that also under this leadership of this of Vuyo Polani, what Nine Council, he has make sure that we acquire land to use for office and also for programs. And BPART Yolundu is the only entity that has given us an air and supported us with material. But we would like other business entities that have an interest in such concepts of community empowerment, which falls under the township policy, can assist us in securing the land, fencing it, both of them, for the food security and for the offices and the use of space for VUCA Begwen, which is here in Krizani Park, Maibuye Street, and following the canal. After the canal, there's there, close to the ECD in Polar Park, there's the land that we've given to be used for food security program by the council. That's what I would love for KC Radio to air for us, the assistance from business sector, private sector, to come and view the place and hear the concept from VUCA. I think that's all that we want.
Okay, Mangi.
Yes. If I can leave my details, it will be fine.
You may, sir. You may.
Okay. My number is 060-380-5504.
Can you repeat that?
My email address is can I repeat it? 060-380-5504. Mm-hmm. And the mail address is ndevum@gmail.com. Okay. Thank you, Avril Manzera.
We want to thank you for what you're doing, the work that you're doing, as you and your team also doing in Bakweni, and all of the best. And I say to yourself also, we must follow up this conversation very, very, very soon. Thanks again for the job that you're doing, and see you soon.
And the follow-up must include all other stakeholders in Begwen. It's not only VUCA, there are plenty.
Okay,
to tell
sir.
The truth.
Okay, thanks. Enjoy your day.
It's okay, bye.